Good morning. 8:12 a.m. September 1st. New month, new day. And I didn't come out until I felt like it today. So, yeah. Yesterday was one of those wonderfully messed up days where I actually did go out and walk early because I knew I had to go out, and then left without actually uploading a file or posting a post. So it was ready to go. I just had to come home and fix it. The majority of the morning yesterday was taken up with high school. And oh, wasn't it fun. The, when I first started talking with Brian Humphrey, the Dave Robinson's co-host on the Writer's Podcast, I'm walking slow today, 19 minutes, 13 seconds. We talked about coming in on Thursday at 9:06. And problem was that he wasn't going to be there. And I really wanted him there to play off, to talk with me about writing and why this thing was working. And so, yeah. So he wasn't going to be there. He said, well, how about you come in on Friday? And he gave me a new time, which I promptly forgot, because it was very nearly the same time as the first one. And so I thought, oh, well, I just misremembered it. So I'll go in the next day, and it'll be the same time, and it'll be fine. So I went in, and 9:04, because the class starts at 9:07. And so I'm standing there in the office, and Brian Humphrey comes in, and says, oh, hi, good, I'm glad you're here. You can, I got a bunch of copying to do, but you can wait for me in my office, in my classroom up there. It's a planning period, this period, so. Yeah, go on up. So I went up, found his room. He had a new room, but I found it. And I walked in, there's a couple students there. And I sat in the corner, and kind of observed as more students came in, of course. A lot of them looked at me like, oh, who are you? So then this other guy comes in, and he acted like a teacher. He acted like a student teacher. He's a very young man. Turns out his name is Mr. Gosh, I think. David Gosh. Daniel Gosh? I don't remember. Anyway, so he gets in and he stands up and he does the, okay, I see you, taking roll. Today's question is, what's your favorite song? And so he goes around the room and he asks people, what's your favorite song, what's your favorite song? And some of them are totally not there. You know, can I name two or three? Name the first one. Well, can I name a band? Name a song. Can I name an album? Name a song. So it was interesting to me how far they were willing to go to not answer his question directly. When the question itself is relatively straightforward, it's like, you know, it doesn't have to be your song tomorrow. It doesn't have to be your favorite song in an hour. It could be just your favorite song right now. Think of a song, make it your favorite, and tell me what it is. So he goes around the room, and it was almost painful to watch. But he did do it, and the students responded. And so then he says, okay, get out some work. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, get some work done. And he goes around the room and tries to make sure that people are doing some sort of scholastic work. And, you know, some were, some weren't. It was not, it was an odd group for me to be sitting with, and I thought, well, okay, Brian's not back, and it gets to be like 20 minutes left in the period, and I know it's a short period, and I want to talk to these students myself, but there's still no Brian to interrupt whatever this is that's going on. I have no idea what it is, and, So, again, the teacher says, get out some work. Everybody needs to get some work up here. So, with about 20 minutes left in the session, in the class period, I stood up and said, is it okay if I put up some work? And he looked at me like, yeah, sure. Okay. So I put my name on the board and put a number. And it was $100. I was lying. It was $100. I put $100 on the board. And then I stood there at the podium and looked at them. Most of them sort of glanced up at the board, they glanced at me, and then went back to watching whatever video it was that they were watching on their iPhones. Except one kid in the back didn't seem to have anything. He just kept flipping open one of the book covers and letting it fall back on his thumbs, and flipping it, letting it fall back on his thumbs, flipping it. And he'd look at me, and he'd look at the board, and he'd look at me, flip the book cover a couple times, and he'd look at me, and he'd look at the board. So I asked him, I said, you, what do you think this is? He says, well, that's your name. Yeah, that's my name. What's the number? And he said, well, it's $100. I said, okay, what is it? He says, I mean, what is it? It's like money. I said, yeah, what does it represent? Why did I put $100 on the board? What is it? Why is that significant? And that got them all looking at it. It's like, well, I don't know, what is $100? And I said, that's how much money I made while I was sitting here. And the girl in the front row said, oh my God, you make $100 an hour? And I said, no, I haven't been here an hour. I've been here maybe half an hour, 20 minutes. And she said, where do you work? And I pointed to my head and said, in here. And so that got their attention, and they were trying to figure out what was going on, what the story was, what the idea was. And so I had them asking me questions that were like, who the hell are you, sort of questions. I said, well, the one question that you really need to ask is, what do I do? And well, girl said, I asked you that. And I said, no, you asked me where I work. You didn't ask me what I do. You asked me where I work. And she said, so what do you do? And I wrote on the board again, author. I write books full time. That's my job. And you make that much money? Yes. On a good week, on a good day. I make more. Some days I don't make as much. How do you do that? Sit down and I write them. And then I produce them and then I publish them. And then people buy them and I collect the money. And so then we talked about the difficulty of teaching writing in high school, and that Greeley Central is a magnet school for arts, but there's no long form writing program there. There's some short form stuff that sees audience in the Arts magazine that they have, but there's no long form. And that I had been talking with Brian Humphrey about how we make it happen and what we're going to do to make it so, and to see how we could work it. And so they were interested. They were highly intrigued by this whole idea. They were highly engaged by the notion. It's like, well, don't you want to be famous? And I was like, no, I can't afford to be famous. I'd rather be rich. And she says, well, don't you have to be rich? Don't you get famous to be rich? I don't know, there's a lot of famous people who aren't very rich. Most best-selling authors, most of the authors that you know aren't rich, and they have jobs that they have to go to every day and then write in between. I'm not one of those. And we talked about things like what constitutes fame, being on the New York Times bestseller list and having big name publisher on the spine of your book, and how that really reflects on the world of what does a writer earn and how does it work. And so it was a great deal of fun. And about halfway through this, Brian Humphrey walks in, and he goes to the back of the room and He gives him a big smile, and he sits down in the back of the room, and he sits back there for a while. We continue on with this for, well, I don't know. It was getting near like the last 5 minutes of the class, and he came up to the class and he handed me a note. And the note said, "This is the wrong class, but keep going." So it turns out that this young man who looked for all the world like a student teacher was actually Mr. Gosh, who was the teacher of this particular study skills class, and that the purpose of that class was to help teach them study skills. But early in the year, it's a difficult task, and a lot of them aren't terribly motivated. So I did this. We're going to write novels here in school, and I'm going to come in and try to help. And anybody who's interested in playing along, we'll welcome you to the Greeley Novel Writers Club. And first challenge would be to come up with a better name. And so, yeah, I felt like kind of a dip. But the students were really interested in it. It was interesting that afterwards, two or three of them actually approached Mr. Humphrey to see about how they could participate in the program, how they could get in on this club. So it worked out pretty well in terms of giving some very at-risk students an opportunity to see really what could happen. And a lot of them asked me things like, how long have you been writing? And why didn't you publish anything before? And I talked about the changes that have happened in the last 3 years with the internet and the ebook reader and Amazon and the general state of publishing at the moment, and that it was part of a larger idea, part of a larger economical shift where the means of production are no longer in the hands of a few people who can afford to acquire the means of production, when in fact the means of production exist at very low levels with very low barriers of entry. And they were like, "Really?"
Yep.
So it was good. It was fun. It was fun dealing with that group of kids who was completely unengaged. And having them be completely unengaged was an interesting challenge. It's like, okay, well, how do I get their attention? How do I talk to them with no... And it was... they were cold. They had no idea who I was, why I was there, what I was doing, what I was talking about, what I was supposed to be talking about. The other class, the class that followed immediately, was in fact the class I was supposed to be in. And they all knew right away. And so that worked out pretty well. And I already had a warm-up for them, so... We talked a lot about writing and numbers. We talked a lot about why novels and not short stories. We talked a lot about margins and publishing, and well, they wanted to know, where do I get my stories, and do I ever write about things that I live through. And so, you know, typical kinds of, oh my God, he's here, what do we ask him? And apparently there's like 7 students who have signed up, who had signed up before I spoke to the class. There may be more now. But every Thursday at this other time, 9:05, I will go to the high school and I'll have an hour and a half. Because Thursday is block schedule day, and Thursday, the correct time, was the time that I showed up. And it lasts for an hour and a half. Today's class was only an hour and a quarter, or no, it was only 45 minutes, something. It was a much shorter period anyway. And it fell into the second half of that time slot that would be normally a Thursday. So yeah, then I get out and I'm walking out of the building and I see the tweet from Anita Lewis. It's like, wait a minute. I know I recorded it. I know I wrote the post. And I did. I wrote the post. I recorded it. And I hadn't actually uploaded. I don't think I had uploaded the file. And that was what I was waiting for, was to upload the file. But I got distracted by the fact that I had to, oh my God, I've got to get in the shower. I've got to get ready to go teach this class. Duh. Herp and derp. So yeah, yesterday was kind of, it was fun. It was a fun morning. It was kind of screwy. It was a fun day. And I'm looking forward to working with the kids. It's going to be one of those things where I think it's going to help me because it'll give me a deadline where I'm going to have to say to the kids, oh yeah, this is what I've done this week. This is how I've moved my book forward. Saturday's lawn sales everywhere here. I'm not particularly paying too close attention to where I'm walking. I've already stepped out in front of one car, backing out of a driveway. I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at the road, and this car comes sliding down the driveway. Luckily, the driver saw me and stopped. Probably cursed me for walking behind him, but I did have the right of way. If he'd hit me, I would have apologized. Pay attention to where you're going, dup. So yeah, I'm looking for my coffee, I'm looking for a piece of toast, I'm looking for some peanut butter. Looking to get this day underway. Re-underway. On its way. I have to make one call later, go pick up a kid who's at a happy birthday sleepover. Have to fix dinner. Jeez, I hope this... We've been kind of caught in a fast food hell the last few days. I did make something... I cooked on... I want to say Thursday. Spaghetti, I think. And then... last night I was planning on cooking. But then... both kids had to be someplace by 5:15. So I wound up picking up a sandwich at the market. And we had sandwich. They had sandwiches and chips. I just had a piece of sandwich and some water. And I did weigh in this morning. And the official weekly weigh-in weight for today was, in fact, 180. Say 186 and a half or something. 186, 187. Which was, in fact... below my goal for the week, so I got to reset the goal as well. 2 pounds down, 2 weeks. Maybe it need to be down under 185 by this time next week. Could probably do it. Hear the train. The train tracks are 5 miles away, and I can hear the train whistle. That's usually a sign that it's pretty calm. If the wind is blowing at all, you can't hear it. Certainly can't hear it as clearly. I'm almost back. I wonder if I lowered my average time. I'm certainly hiking along here. My legs are feeling it. Of course, that could be that I haven't eaten yet this morning. I didn't have that much yesterday. So, across the street, onto the yard, up to the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And I'll talk to you then.